South Texas Blood and Tissue Center, this is Norma. May I help you?
Recruiter Norma Torres is working the phones like a madwoman.
Yeah, we are in need of your help with that blood donation. Our blood supply right now is at a critical low.
In South Texas, the figures mimic the rest of the country. 38% of the population is eligible to donate blood. Only 4% actually do. Dr. Samantha Gomez is Associate Medical Director at the center.
There's a number of theories. One of the big things is that our donor population is mostly baby boomers. And now baby boomers are getting older and now they're needing blood. And so we really need other generations like millennials to step up and donate and fill that void.
For a generation that likes to define itself by its commitment to worthy causes and community service, far fewer are rolling up their sleeves than you might think.
I think maybe it takes time out of people's day, so people just get lazy and they don't want to come.
That's 17-year-old O'Connor High School senior Delia Flores, donating blood for the first time.
Squeeze 3 times and hold.
She's donating because a friend talked her into it, and because she can get service credits for the National Honor Society. Like many of her peers, Delia is not influenced much by what's reported in the mainstream media. She has her own sources for news.
You mean you see those ads like pop up on Instagram and Twitter all the time? I mean, if like South Texas maybe like put one up there like, come donate today, like and get service hours or whatever. And I know they just gave me like a $10 HEB gift card, which I didn't even know. I mean, if they just like advertise it, I bet a lot more people would come in.
Dr. Gomez agrees and says the blood bank is changing with the times.
Typically, we go to TV and we use radio. And I don't think millennials use those media anymore. They use things like Instagram, and it's always changing. You have to like keep up with what they're looking at.
In the center's new promotional campaign, young people are given a t-shirt when they donate, a shirt that says Generation Give. If they take a selfie and post it on social media, their name goes into a drawing for a GoPro.
So which is the better arm for donation?
Veteran donor 57-year-old Joe Boyd says she believes young people just need to think about what blood donations can accomplish.
And I just think maybe they don't know exactly what it entails or what they have to do or how quick or long it could take and what it means to someone who needs the donation.
It's really the difference between life and death, having that blood product on the shelf.
Meanwhile, Torres and the other recruiters are diligently working the phone banks, trying to fill the gaps.
Thank you so much for calling. We've had challenges this year.
Torres and her colleagues are hoping millennials, also known as Generation Y, will step up, since they comprise 1 in 4 Americans. Wendy Rigby, Texas Public Radio News.